Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
After six seasons, the TV show Lost finally came to an end the other week. Well, if that's what you call an ending. As was typical for Lost episodes, the ending was frustrating to many, and all of the questions were not answered. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, I want to give you a huge warning, because I'm going to reveal the ending here, so please switch off if that's going to ruin your day. Okay, for those of you still listening, here we go. Interestingly, the whole Lost affair was basically an afterlife game. The survivors didn't actually survive. The island was all part of some afterlife journey. Now, this ending highlights a number of things for me. Firstly, our understandable fascination with what happens after we die. And also that the big and small screen mostly seem to suggest that whatever happens next will be some kind of confusing test. Maybe we'll need to make amends for wrongs we've done during our lives, or finish off some outstanding test from our life. These ideas of the afterlife also hint at some kind of higher power. The only problem is, the higher power seems very distant from us humans, likes to play games with us, and doesn't want us to know what's going on. It's almost as if this higher power, or God, is teasing us, making us jump through hurdles and leaving us guessing, and perhaps rewarding us if we jump through the correct number of hurdles, or then again, maybe not, depending on how cunning this higher power is thought to be. What a cruel God we've devised. What a disturbing and alarming afterlife that possibly awaits us. Are we just a source of amusement and sport for God? Well, thank God that he's nothing like the higher power suggested by pop culture. God loves us so much that he sent his son into the world to deal with our rebellion against him. All the bad stuff we've done, without islands, games, or hurdles. The way to God is clear and simple. God's son Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You really can't get clearer than that. The truth isn't out there, it's Jesus. God has revealed himself to us through his son. If we want to know God and be in a relationship with him, we need to know Jesus. And if we want to have a solid assurance of what is to come, then the answer is Jesus. We don't have to keep guessing. There are no games, just an amazing gift from God who loves us so much that he would send his son to die in our place to restore our relationship with him. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.